What's her state of mind like now compared to when you first met her?
I think there's a relief, you know, in her mind. I think she's glad to be done with the chemotherapy portion. I think she's a little frustrated that she still has really 4 months of treatment left here with us, even though she feels well now that she's on the Herceptin alone. Other than the residual neuropathy, she doesn't have any side effects. And I do try and point that out to patients. You know, once you're done with the chemo part of this and we're just continuing with the Herceptin as monotherapy, you're really going to be cruising along. You know, you'll come in, you'll say hello for a half hour, you'll go home and you'll do your business. And she is certainly seems to be falling into that.
What do you see in terms of how long it takes on average? I guess I'm sure it depends on what type of treatment patients receive, for patients who've received adjuvant chemo to sort of get back to normal.
Maybe 6 weeks to 3 months. I really find after 4 to 6 weeks that all of the acute toxicities have left their body. The real thing that hangs around is the fatigue.
I was really thinking more about the fatigue.
Yeah.
In terms of when do you see people's energy level go back to where it was before chemo?
It's hard to assess. It's a hard thing to get that information from a patient. They feel so much better than they were on chemotherapy that in their eyes and what they're relating to me is that they're back to normal. Whether or not that's truly the case is hard to say. Occasionally you'll have a patient who says they have some residual fatigue, you know, months after the therapy. But the honest answer is I'm not sure we ask about it. You know, a year after chemo, 2 years after chemo, do we ask patients? I don't think I do. You know, how is your energy level compared to before your treatment?
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.